The Parnell administration and the legislature today presented details on two energy projects that will cost an estimated combined $12 billion when they're done, primarily for the Rail Belt and South Central. And they say both the Susitna-Wautauna Hydro Project and the North Slope Bullet Gas Line are necessary. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan's brownout exercises in recent years have highlighted to the public what they can expect with dwindling energy supplies for South Central and Fairbanks in the near future. And the public's demand for attention to the potential problem this year led the legislature to pass, and the governor to sign, $1.1 billion in energy-related expenditures. Among them, the Susitna-Wautauna Dam. That'll provide 600 megawatts of electricity, half of what South Central Alaska needs, for the next century. Governor Sean Parnell says the dam has been talked about and studied since the 1980s.
It's time to commit. We're done studying whether to do this project. We're committed to moving it forward. The work we did together this year with the legislature, with AEA, with many Alaskans, this is our commitment shot.
Legislation that came out of this year's session provides money and direction for the Alaska Energy Authority to hire staff and proceed with getting the permits that'll be necessary for the project to put electricity on the grid in 2023. Although there was a study in 2009 estimating the cost at $10 billion, the Energy Authority now says the job can be done for $4.5 billion. The other South Central Energy Project is a direct natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to serve Fairbanks and those now using Cook Inlet gas. Dan Fowsky, who heads up the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, told legislators that the best option is a spur for in-state use from a large capacity pipeline, like the one the state has licensed under the AGEA process. However, although the standalone pipeline is not necessarily the best supply of energy for South Central, Fowsky says it's the quickest source of energy available.
This project never started out to be this huge commercial boom to the state. It started out to be, what if the big line doesn't go? What do we do in the interim to ensure that at a bare minimum, 500,000 people, if you look at the entire corridor going down from Fairbanks on down to Kenai, over two-thirds of the people in your state, what are you going to do about ensuring that they have a gas supply?
The standalone pipeline would cost $7.5 billion to build, a price Fowsky says would mostly be paid for with bonds. The two projects do not overlap. Fowsky says they're both needed because they each offer different options. And Governor Parnell says the state will need more energy. The dam will provide only half of what South Central needs, and the demand for energy grows from there.
We've got a whole rail belt that will benefit from this, as well as outlying areas from that. And so to have more abundant energy creates more opportunity. So to say that you can have too much energy when you're only talking 50% of South Central's needs, when the rest of the rail belt and outlying communities will derive benefit from this, I can say you can never have too much opportunity.
Fowsky encouraged continuing work on the standalone project. He says the line and its plans can be used as a spur line if there is a large capacity project to North American markets. And he says if that line does not proceed, the state's ahead by getting started now. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.